Heavenly Father, we are grateful, God, for this opportunity you have given us again to share the undiluted word of God with your people. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you will make this word meaningful to every heart that will hear it this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that, Lord, this word will reveal your glory unto us in the name of Jesus, and that, Lord, this word will come as a blessing even unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray that this year we will be able to go by every precepts of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord, as I share your word this morning. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, I speak as your oracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. To God be the glory this morning. I am happy sharing God's word with you in this new year. And I bless the name of the Lord for all that he has done for us in the past years. Thank God for his mighty power. Thank you for keeping us from evil. Thank God for, you know, his provision. Thank God for, you know, every good thing he has manifested in us. I want you to believe this morning that the same God is still on the throne. I want you to know this morning that God will see you through this year. And I want you to know this, you know, this morning that, you know, he has good things for you this year. You know, God has made preparation for you, not for you only, even for every member of your family. You know, good things are coming your way this year. You know, you will receive, you know, divine breakthrough this year. The hands of God shall be upon you this year, and you will witness, you know, mighty and powerful things of God in your life, in your business, in whatsoever you do this year in the name of Jesus Christ. And so it shall be in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So I'm sure it is not too late to say happy new year to you, and that this year is a promising year for you in the name of Jesus Christ. What has God put into my heart this morning? That is what I want to start to share with you. It will take me some time on radio, and I would like you to listen attentively. And if you have a pen and a paper, I would like you to jot down things that the Lord is speaking to your heart. Hallelujah. This morning I'll be sharing with you on greater glory. Greater glory, and I have a subtopic, from shame to glory. From shame to glory. The major heading is greater glory, but today I'll be sharing on one of, you know, the aspects of the ministration, you know, from shame to glory. Let's start by reading Haggai chapter 2 from verse 6, you know, to 9. Haggai chapter 2. From verse 6 to 9.
For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this little house shall be greater than of the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah. You know, God is saying, he says, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. Saying that, you know, there is a glory awaiting you this year. This glory you have never witnessed before. The type of glory that is coming to you, you know, is a type that you have never seen your family before. You know, God is prepared to do a new thing. God is prepared to visit you. God is prepared, you know, to open your life to his goodness. Hallelujah. And so in 2023, I want you to start to expect the manifestation of God's glory in your life. There are things the Bible says God has prepared for them that love him. Things that God prepared for you will surely come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Things that God has prepared for your children will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Things that God has prepared, you know, to make you to be relevant, you know, in society will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. So he said, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. The glory of 2023 It shall be greater than that of 2022. You will experience God's miracle. You will experience God's power. You will see God at work. You will experience, you know, the presence of God in your life in this new year, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, let's now go to our main topic this morning. You know, we are talking on from shame to glory. Now, let's consider the life of a man in the Bible. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter number 5 and let's read from verse 1.
Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord has given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper.
Yes, stop there. Now, look at this man called Naaman. I wonder why a man carry glory and at the same time carry shame. You know, this man is an embodiment of great glory. See what Bible says about him? About Naaman, number one, he's a captain. Captain means a leader. You know, captain means somebody, you know, who is recognized. Somebody who is an achiever. Somebody who has seen great light. Can you see now? So he was the captain of the army of Syria. Wow. You know, ordinary man can't just get to that level. Eh? Now, apart from the Bible, he was a great man with his master. Very great. Not just a mere person. You know, when you are talking about great men in a country, you know, then you mention people like Naaman. So it means, you know, he's well known. You know, also the Bible says that he was honorable. That is, his life attracts honor. When people see him, they respect him. When people see him, they bow down for him. Can you see the statue of such a man? You know, the Bible says, even through him, he has given deliverance to Syria. He has helped Syria to fight, you know, wars, and he won. He won many battles for Syria. Wow. Can you see this man? You know, this mighty man of valor. Can you see this man, great man? But do you know that despite all this glory, there is a shame in his life? Bible says, but he was a leper. Being a leper is the shame. Don't forget that the opposite of shame is glory. The opposite of glory is shame. You know, so this man, he carried glory. At the same time, he carried shame. He carried reproach. Wow. Is this your life too? Though you are great, though you are big, though you know you have things that people that attract great things, you know, into your life, there's a but also in your life. That but, you know, is the shame. That but in your life is the shame. And that is why this year I am trusting God with you. You know, that but in your life shall be removed. That but in your life, you know, I'm asking God to intervene in you right now and remove it. Some of them say, hey, this man is very, very rich, but has no child. You know, that's a shame. They will say, this person, you know, he has great influence, but he's blind. You know, that but in your life that is bringing shame to you is coming to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. One thing I want you to know through this word this morning, the purpose of this sharing is to let you know that shame shall be far from you in 2023 in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, you see, God will not want you to be an embodiment of, you know, glory and shame at the same time. You know, it is the will of God this year to take away every shame. Things that represent, you know, abnormality. Things that brings, you know, ridicule to your life. Things that lower your dignity. I ask God this morning to remove in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So what now happen? You know, Naaman has leprosy. That is a shame. And, you know, how can you see a leper man? You know how he walks. You know how his body will be. You know how the smell the body will produce? Can you imagine that? Eh? You know, it can't function like every other man. But, you know, Naaman needed to have the shame taken away. You know, Naaman won't tell the shame. So you too must desire that every shame in my life must go. Every shame in my family must go. Every shame in my business, everything that represents shame, you know, that represents birth in my life must go. And you know the process, you know, of how Naaman seek, you know, a way to remove that shame in his life. But you know what? He went to the wrong place. He went to, let us see verses 5 and 6, you know, of that 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 5 and 6.
And the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy.
Wow. Wrong placement. Wrong location. You know, the reason why, you know, your shame remains is because you have not accepted Jesus Christ into your life. You are going elsewhere. You are trying other altars. You are looking for deliverance, or no, in a satanic places. And that is why your situation remains. That is why, you know, the shame has been with you for all this time. Can you see now? No, look at where Naaman went. Naaman went to the king of Israel. Can the king do deliverance? Can the king did, you know, perform miracle? You know, the problem is that, you know, you are going to wrong places. Huh? You have tried other people. You need to try the original. You need to come to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. You need to come to Jesus, who is your maker, who can help you, who can deliver you. How long will you deceive yourself? How long will you be going helter skelter? How long will you be going to places where they will take from you and add again to your life? Why? Why can't your eyes be open? You know, it is the will of God to get you well. It's the will of God to help you. But the problem is that you are still going to the wrong place. So, you know, Naaman, you know, he went to the king. And, you know, that the king should heal him. And when he got to the king, it's another story entirely. Can you imagine that? In verse 7, yes.
And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me.
Look at how the king took the matter. Am I God? Am I God? Why should this happen? You know, why? They went to the wrong place. As long as you continue to go to the wrong place, you will not have divine, you know, healing. The problem in your life will remain until you come to God. See all that you have been doing over the years. See how much money you have spent. See where you have gone. See all the time that's taken for God to intervene in your life. But can you see your life right now? You know, you have labored. You have done everything. They have given you concussion. They have given you candle. They have prepared oil for you. They have done everything. You have taken bath in various type of forms and color, and up till now, the shame is still there. But I'm trusting God, if you can follow this word and take a right step, I'm telling you that reproach will be over your life in Jesus' name. You know, when if you can come to Jesus and give your life to Him, I tell you that it will take away that reproach, and your life will become clean in the name of Jesus. I will see you after this time out, in Jesus' name.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Are you under satanic affliction or bondage? Are you sick and need urgent divine intervention? Or are you weak or depressed? Just take a bold step of faith as you join us every Sunday in our Jesus the Doctor program and interdenominational 1-hour program. We start by 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries off Abeokuta, Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta. Make Jesus your doctor today and be free. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. 080-338-55927. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. This morning, by the grace of God, we are sharing from shame to glory, considering the life of Naaman. And I said that this Naaman, his life is filled with glory and at the same time filled, you know, with shame. And now he's not looking for a way that, you know, the shame will be removed. I'm sure this year you want every shame in your life to be removed. I am sure, you know, you don't want to be like this. You know, there is something that you have been contesting with in your life. There is something that looks abnormal in you. There is something that you have been saying to God, Father, can you take this away from me? There is a reproach in your life, in your family. But it will come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what now happened? You know, the Naaman went to the king. And the king was afraid. Now, at the end of the day, they landed in the right place. Let's read verse 8 and let's see what happened. Yes.
And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come down to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.
He shall know. Oh, he shall know there is a prophet in the land. Hear me? There are places, or there is a place in God, that God will heal you. That place is in Christ. In Christ is your healing. In Christ is your deliverance. In Christ, you know, it's a place, you know, that God will lift you. Why can't you come to that place? He said, King, why are you renting your dress? Why are you afraid? Tell him to come to me. I will tell him, you know, I will let him know. They say, what? There's a king in Israel. This year, people will know that there is king in this land. Why? God is going to do great work. There is a massive work of deliverance. There is great thing that will happen in this land this year. You know, whereby the name of the Lord shall be glorified. We are going to see the glory of God in Nigeria than ever before. You are going to see the massive work that Jesus Christ will confirm that truly is Lord over this land in the name of Jesus Christ. In all you need to do, you know, is to come closer to him. All you need to do is to give your life to him. All you need to do, you know, is to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. Then, you know, you will now see him at work in your life. I see God doing great things in your life. I see you laughing this year. I see you going higher this year. I see God intervening in your life this year. I see God putting a smile upon you. No more sorrow. No more sadness. No more affliction in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So what now happened? Naaman now went, to Elisha. You know? And let's see the process. In verse 9. Yes.
So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean.
There's a way to him, to humble people. You know, Elisha knew that this man is so proud. You know, and God is not a teacher of proud men. Now, hear me very, very well. If you are proud, you can't have anything from God. Number one, take away pride. Number two, you must believe in the word. Every instruction that God will give you this year, excuse me, believe in it. You know, if you want spiritual blessing, you must be ready to receive spiritual direction. Without spiritual direction, you can never obtain spiritual blessing. You know, there are things that God will tell you to do this year. The moment you are ready to do them, then you will see the mighty glory of God. God, you know, visit people who actually are ready to obey him. Obedience is the gateway to door of glory this year. The moment you can obey God in toto, then you will see his manifestation in your life, in your family. Are you ready this year to obey God? Are you ready this year to submit to the will of God? And will you say, God, it is you alone, you know, it's you alone I will follow this year. It's only your voice I will go after. Now, what now happened? God gave Naaman instruction. Go and what? And wash. Where? In River Jordan. How many times? 7 times. Can you see now? Can he do it? His pride will never allow him. You know, many a time you could have gone far. You know, even last year, God could have done greater to you. But you are not sensitive. You don't have spiritual sensitivity. You are dull in hearing God. That is why your life remains like this. God could have taken you from this problem. But God has been speaking to you. But you could not hear very well. But this year you will hear him. This year things will change. You know what happened now? The man was bitter. Verse 11. Yes.
But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper.
How can you dictate how God should heal you? How can you come to God and dictate this is how I want you to heal me? You can do it by yourself. Why can't you stay in your house and do it? You know, when you come to God, you must humble yourself. I used to tell people in the church that, see, when you come to God, forget about your degree. You know, forget about who you are. Because if you don't forget about who you are, God will never meet you at your point of needs. People come to church with their glory, personal glory, which is hindering, you know, God to fill them with a new glory. Now, you know, Naaman, you know, he was thinking that this is how, he said, I thought he would surely come out to me. You know, can you say a proud man? I thought he would come out to me to meet you. You put yourself too high. And you know what he said? He said, and stand and call upon the name of his God. Can you see now? You know, that is why the Bible says it's not easy for rich people to enter the kingdom of God. Why? Because they put their trust too much in what? In their riches. Naaman put his trust too much in his personality. He sees himself as a VIP. You know, he felt this is how God should do to him. Oh, excuse me. You need to humble yourself for you to receive. And he said, I thought he would shake his hand over the place and recover the leprosy. Now, can you now see why people have not received from God? Can you now see why your problem remains? Why? Because of pride. Why? Because of your self-acclaimed glory. You need to humble yourself. You know, what now happened? He's not talking. Even he said, look at his complaint in verse 12.
Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage.
It is not where you are to wash. It is the direction of where to wash. Can you see now? It is true that the river in your country might be better than Jordan, but it carries no spiritual effect. The spiritual effect that goes, it is true that Jordan is dirty. Yeah, it is true. It is true what he was saying that Abana and Pharpar is better, but God is saying, go to where? Go to Jordan. Excuse me, obey God. If you want healing from God, then obey him. You know, as he complained, what now happened? He said, they pacify him. You know? And when he was pacified, you know, what now happened? He went down to there. He dipped his head 7 times. According to the of the man of God. And what happened? And his flesh came like that of a little child. He was clean. Can you see? He was clean. Why? God restored back the glory. God put away that shame. Hear me. It's only God that can put away every shame of your life. Thank God that he passed through all these things, you know. And, okay, let us now see, you know, verse 14 and 15, yes.
Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth, but in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant.
He said, now I know. See, God wants to show himself this year in this land, that people will know that there is God in this land. You know, you will see, you know, a lot of things happening in Nigeria this year. You will think, where is God? But at last, God will show himself. You will see, it will be as if you say, we have come to the end of the road in Nigeria. You will see God appearing again. You know, you will see as if to say, ah, why is this one happening in this nation? But you will just see God again at work. See, this year, you will see. You will see God in your life. You will see God at work in your family. You will see a new glory. And that was how the shape in the life of Naaman was. How? Number one, he came to the right place. Number two, he has to humble himself. You know, then number three, he obeyed the spiritual direction. Eh? And then lastly, you know, he did what God says you do. The moment you can do this, I tell you, every shame will be far from you. I declare this morning that in the name of Jesus Christ, may your shame be over. May God visit you in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow I will see you in the church. Whereby I want to lay hands upon you. God be with you and God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books on various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.